listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace this day from God who is with us. Amen. So for as long as I've been here at Shepherd of the Valley, I've done chapel, preschool chapel, with the children during the week. And with that comes little children who get mixed up what my name is. And for as long as I've been here at Shepherd of the Valley, there has always been a child or two who will run up to me and call out, "Hi, God! Hi, Jesus!" It happens. And while there are some good things to that for me in terms of what children associate with me, and a jolting reminder of part of my role here in this place, I'm always quick, as I'm sure you would be too, to say, "No, I'm not Jesus. No, I'm not God." Well, this greeting has changed this last Christmas season. I was teaching the kids, as some of you know, Christmas carols all through the month of December, and even in November, we started working on the Christmas carol, so I was singing Christmas carols when you guys were going trick-or-treating, and it was a lot of fun to spend so much time with the children, more than normal, every single day. One of the three-year-olds at the preschool here, his name is Ryan. He didn't call me God or Jesus. He would see me, and he was the friendliest little kid, and he would shout out, "Hi, Joe!" The teachers would always correct him, tell him what my name was. He'd just, "Hi, Joe!" every day. For 5 years, I've been incorrectly named Jesus, but for Ryan, I'm Joe. And it's great. And with all due respect to the great name of Joe, that's not who I am, of course. And so this has become a nice reminder to me that I fall somewhere in between the divine name and the common name, whatever that common name is. We all do. In holy baptism, our commonness is made new. It is reborn and it is washed with the holy name, the name that is above all other names. Jesus is, of course, not who we are, but he is whose we are. Thanks be to God. Our gospel text this day gives us an opportunity to think about names. Last week, the voice from heaven named Jesus Beloved in the baptism story in the Gospel of Matthew. And because of that, we hear again that we too are called beloved as we are joined to Christ in the waters of baptism in this post-resurrection era. This week, there's more good name calling. John the Baptist points to Jesus and calls him the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This name is all over our liturgy. We just sang it in the hymn of praise a little earlier. But there's more good name calling. The two disciples call Jesus Rabbi, and they ask him, "Where are you staying?" At which point Jesus responds, "Come and see." Then Jesus calls another disciple by a new name, Cephas, which means Peter. Names are incredibly important, and the change of a name means a lot too. I wonder if I would be the same person if my parents didn't name me Daniel. And have you ever stopped to think about if you named your child a different name? Before they're born, you're playing with all these different names, but once you settle on one, it's hard to look back and imagine if we had gone with any other name. One of the names on my list for Micah was George. Got outvoted. Can you imagine if we called him George?
No.
Oftentimes, parents don't tell anyone what they're going to name their child for that reason and other reasons as well. Usually, families that don't tell what the baby's name is, they're holding that name special and sacred. They're trying to live into it for a little bit just between themselves before they share it on that joyful day with the rest of us. So what do you make of Jesus changing Simon's name to Peter. They just met. Jesus just saw him for the first time and says, from now on, you are Peter, Cephas. Put yourself in Simon's shoes. I imagine would probably put up a bit of a fuss. I'm not Cephas, which is translated Peter. I'm Simon. But if we imagine this more as a nickname, it's not a nickname, but if we imagine it more as a nickname, it becomes a very special thing. He can still be Simon in all his legal documents, but Jesus has called him Cephas, which means rock. Can you imagine if Jesus gave you a nickname? It would be something special. Have you ever had a favorite nickname? My brother calls me Old One String. The reason is because I have my favorite t-shirt, mostly because it's just an old worn t-shirt that I love, but it's a guitar. And underneath the guitar it says, Live Simply. And the guitar just has one string on it. So he's been calling me Old One String. It's a special thing, you know. I mean, nobody else calls me that. Nobody else can call me that. I'm sorry, you know, because the connection is with John, and there's a gentleness. I've been calling Katie lately Honeybee, and she likes it. She kind of lights up when I say Honeybee. And the other day she told me, she said, Daddy, I like it when you call me Honeybee. Well, why do you think that is? Because we have this special connection. And a nickname says something about us that we like, that we want to believe about ourselves, that we are sweet, or that we are interested in living more simply. Sisters and brothers in Christ, God calls us by a special name this day. Say a nickname. A name that connects us with Christ. A name that says something about us that we like. From all the busyness and chaos of our worlds, or maybe for you it's not busyness and chaos, maybe it's more of a ho-hum existence, nothing fancy. Wherever we are, God calls us out with a special name this day. Christ finds you this day, like he found Simon Peter. The disciples, John and Andrew, were looking for something. They said, Rabbi, where are you staying? Simon Peter was not. He was going about his business. Are you searching intently for something here? Or are you just going about your business? Either way, Jesus calls you and says to you, come and see. What is Christ calling you to come and see this day? Hooking you with your special name. The Christian life is a life of taking risks. It is a life of getting out there, of trusting in Jesus to show us the way. Come and see, Jesus says. There's a hint of risk in that invitation. Even if that way that Jesus is showing us might not be either what we wanted or what we had in mind, Christ is calling you out this day. Where is Christ calling you? In seminary, we had to talk a lot about our call stories. But we also learned very quickly that call stories are absolutely not restricted to people who go into professional church leadership positions. Notice I didn't say people who go into the ministry, because we all go into the ministry when we say go in peace and serve the Lord at the end of the service. We all go out into the ministry. Like a name, everyone has a call story. Maybe you're right in the middle of your call story, no matter your age. What is your call story? Where is God calling you into the ministry this day and this week? The ministry of bank telling? The ministry of interior design? The ministry of security guard? The ministry of nursing? The ministry of teaching? The ministry of construction? The ministry of public servant? The ministry of chemistry? The ministry of real estate? The ministry of parenting? The ministry of studying? Where is God calling you? The ministry of aging? The ministry of retirement? The ministry of caring for those who are aging? The ministry of listening to someone who needs to hear and needs to talk? The ministry of laughing? The ministry of hugging? The ministry of breathing? The ministry of dying. Do you see? Everything that we do as a named child of God is done in response to Christ's invitation that we hear again this day to come and see. Come and see. That's your call story. That's the beginning of it. When we follow Jesus, the road of ministry can get rocky indeed, for it is a way of the cross. And that's where Christ is staying. To answer the disciples' question, where are you staying? Christ is staying in our pain. That is, in the way of the cross. Christ is staying in our pain to give us joy. And that is the ministry into which Christ invites us today to come and see. Pain turned to joy. Christ is inviting us to come and see where he is staying. He is staying in our loneliness. And he's staying there to give us comfort. And he's inviting us into that too. Come and see. Loneliness turned to comfort. Where is Christ staying? He is staying in our grief to give us light. Come and see this, Jesus says to us. See that I am always with you, from before you were born to your final breath and into eternity. Come and see that I am with you in your many and various ministries during the week, right beside you in this hurting world as you go about your daily lives. Come and see that I call you loved, that I call you forgiven, that I call you sent. These are much more than nicknames. We continue now. We go out loving and serving, following Christ who calls us out into the world. We continue now in the name of the one who holds us together, in the name of the one who never leaves us alone, in the strong name of the Trinity. To that God be the glory this day and always. Amen.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.